A third grade teacher asked her students to complete one sentence. I wish my teacher knew. The responses were startling. I wish my teacher knew I don't have pencils at home to do my homework. I wish my teacher knew my dad got deported. I wish my teacher knew I'm hungry. When Kyle Schwartz shared these notes on Twitter, hashtag I wish my teacher knew went viral, sparking a global conversation about what happens when we truly see our students. The exercise revealed something profound. Behind every child sitting in our classrooms is a complex life we rarely glimpse. Some students arrive hungry. Others are navigating family separations, homelessness, or grief. Many carry burdens we'd never imagine from their classroom behavior. This simple prompt created a bridge between students' hidden realities and teachers' ability to help, not by solving every problem, but by understanding the full human being in front of them. When we know our students deeply, we stop mistaking hunger for defiance, grief for laziness, or trauma for disruption. We begin teaching the child, not just the curriculum. When Ronaldo's father faced deportation, his classmates gave him a shark tooth necklace and farewell letters. His parting words, "Don't forget me," captured the emotional toll of constant movement millions of American children experience. Student mobility is staggeringly common. 61% of students change schools at least once by fifth grade, and 16% move more than twice in 2 years. These highly mobile students are disproportionately poor, African American, and from single-parent homes. Moves often stem from crises: eviction, job loss, family separation, domestic violence, or deportation. Military-connected students face triple the mobility rate, moving every 2 to 3 years. The academic impact compounds over time. Even one non-promotional move reduces achievement and increases dropout rates. By sixth grade, highly mobile students can lag by a full year. Teachers can make a profound difference. Greet new students with, "I'm glad you are here," to relieve anxiety. Assign specific seating rather than saying, "Find a seat anywhere," which triggers stress about social codes. Ask newcomers for help with simple tasks, pushing in chairs, passing out papers, transforming them from outsiders to contributors. For departing students, have classmates write goodbye letters and provide meaningful mementos. These practices help both arriving and departing students feel valued while teaching the entire class about community and belonging. Half of America's public school students live in poverty, fundamentally affecting their ability to learn. Over 23 million children qualified for the National School Lunch Program in 2011. When a single parent earning $9.97 hourly, well above minimum wage, qualifies for free meals, it reveals how inadequate wages are for feeding families. Food insecurity creates psychological stress that manifests as behavioral issues. School nurses treat elementary students with headaches or stomach aches that are actually hunger. Older students hide it better. Their irritability or focus problems get mistaken for defiance. International rankings reveal two Americas. U.S. schools with low poverty rates score among the world's best. High poverty schools score below Greece. We know how to educate children. Poverty is the divider. Fight this through practical action. Keep classroom food drawers where students take what they need without shame. When Colorado mandated breakfast after the bell in high poverty schools, participation jumped from 200 to 450 meals daily, immediately reducing nurse visits and boosting math scores. When students struggle, ask empathetically, not "Why are you always late?" but "What makes it hard to get to school on time?" One mother's request for laundry detergent revealed her child's absences stemmed from inability to wash soiled sheets. Most importantly, poverty doesn't define potential. Students living in poverty perform Shakespeare, write code, and launch book drives. Traditional nuclear families now represent less than half of American households. Over 40% of babies are born to single mothers, 1 in 37 children has same-sex parents, and cohabitation is rising. Yet classroom practices often assume traditional structures, leaving many students feeling invisible. Research shows family involvement dramatically improves academic performance. When adult family members participate in adolescent school decisions, students show more effort and earn better grades. The key is recognizing all parents want their children to succeed, then building trusting partnerships. Inclusive language validates diverse experiences. Use family instead of parent in communications, rename parent-teacher conferences to family-school conferences, and review forms for bias. Many students split time between homes. Ask, how many family groups do you have, to understand each situation. Create separate folders for different caregivers and make extra copies of student work for multiple homes. Daily check-ins help teachers learn what matters to students. Reimagine problematic assignments like family trees. Consider family wheels or family constellations that accommodate diverse structures or allow fictional families. Rethink Mother's Day and Father's Day to honor special people without assuming every child has both parents present. Simon would shut down in class, curling into a ball behind furniture when triggered by minor incidents. The real cause? He was grieving his mother's move to Nevada with no certain return date. What finally reached him was a simple request. "Simon, can you help me push in these chairs?" This made him feel needed again. Children grieve many losses beyond death: divorce, deportation, incarceration, abandonment, lost pets, changing homes, or ended friendships. Young children under 8 may interpret death as temporary, like one friend who waited daily for his deceased father, confused by seeing TV characters die, then reappear. Grief manifests academically, difficulty focusing, declining grades, behaviorally, outbursts, aggression, withdrawal, and emotionally, insecurity, depression, regression. 1 in 20 children under 15 loses a parent, and 1.5 million students experience parental divorce annually. Rather than shielding students from grief, acknowledge it and teach coping mechanisms. Provide honest, age-appropriate answers using direct language. Avoid confusing euphemisms like crossed over. Memory books let children record feelings and memories. Grief rituals offer productive ways to process sorrow. Legacy projects empower students to take action through fundraising, art, or community service. A classroom discussion about Chris Brown and Rihanna revealed disturbing attitudes when a student claimed Rihanna deserved the abuse. Deeper probing unleashed trauma stories. One child barricaded a bathroom door, protecting his sister from his mother's boyfriend. Another fled barefoot in snow when his father threw a TV. Others described bloody handprints on walls. In 2013, 3.1 million children received preventative services from Child Protective Services. Nearly 80% suffered neglect, 18% endured physical abuse, and 9% were sexually abused. 1 in 15 children witnesses intimate partner violence annually, and 1 in 10 will be sexually abused before 18. Being trauma-informed means recognizing students carry different traumas requiring support. Without safety, students cannot access higher-level thinking necessary for learning. Children rarely explicitly cry for help. Disclosures unfold gradually through hints like unexplained injuries, inappropriate sexual knowledge, delayed development, depression, poor hygiene, or stealing food. Teachers should position themselves as allies walking with students through hardship rather than simply referring them elsewhere. Keep only promises you can maintain. Traumatized students distrust adults due to broken promises. When students become hypervigilant, offer regulation activities, classical or positive pop music, breathing exercises, positive self-talk mantras. Self-care is essential for teachers supporting traumatized students. Teachers don't merely teach subjects, we teach students. Our job extends beyond academics to developing complete human beings with strong character, self-belief, and engagement in learning. Character education intertwines fundamentally with academic learning. One sixth grade teacher transformed his classroom by teaching equity and inclusion when integrating students with autism. During shout-out circles, students publicly acknowledged each other's work, reducing disruptive behaviors and transforming the classroom experience. Building self-efficacy, students' belief they can reach their goals, is equally crucial. Ada entered third grade as an extremely shy girl who spoke Spanish with a severe lisp at home. Anxiety kept her nearly silent at school for 3 weeks. By celebrating growth rather than skill level, she tripled her academic progress and confidently accepted an award before thousands by year's end. Research shows 40 to 60% of high school students become chronically disengaged. Teacher warmth, structure, and autonomy support help students develop motivational resources that promote resilience. Service learning transforms ordinary activities into meaningful contributions. When one class read about a Ugandan girl receiving a goat from Heifer International, students spontaneously raised money through bookmarks and bake sales to send one too. When teachers view students as valuable partners rather than problems, classroom relationships transform. Every time educators give students voice or help them discover passions, they nurture resilient, creative learners.